This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to turn for a few moments to foreign policy and defense policy with our great friend, General Jack Keane, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War. He's a Fox News senior strategic analyst, and he's also a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. General Keane has recently been appointed to this National Defense Strategy Commission. It's a bipartisan commission. It comes out of the National Defense Strategy. They're going to review Mr. Biden's National Defense Strategy. It comes out of the NDAA, the fiscal NDAA defense bill, and it is bipartisan. I want to emphasize that. General Keane, sir, of course, actually, Happy New Year. I have not seen you in a while.
Yeah. It's great to hear your voice, Larry. Happy New Year to you, too.
And likewise, to hear your voice. So I don't guess you want to give us a comment yet on Mr. Biden's national defense strategy, because that's what the work of the commission is, although feel free if you want to. But I don't want you to have to prejudge it if you don't want to at this point.
Yeah, well, it's a congressional commission, and it is bipartisan, as you indicated. It's a small group of folks, about 8 or 9 of us, will probably work for about a year and a half. I'd rather not until I meet with my colleagues and we establish some ground rules. We're about to have our first meeting, so we'll see what kind of ground rules we got in terms of discussing things, prior to our evaluation.
Okay? Yeah, I got it. No problem. You've been on this before, so you know about it. Let me ask you a couple things, though, looking around, surveying the world. There's big story, of course, in the journal, Wall Street Journal today. Biden, Kishida put the focus on China. So Prime Minister Kishida of Japan is in town, meeting with President Biden yesterday, putting the focus on China. How does the Chinese story look right now to you? Is this a calmer story? Is this still a toxic, overheated story? You know, any number of things are developing. For example, all these states and maybe the federal government are going to toss the TikTok social media app out because it's an instrumentality of the Chinese government and is stealing our personal information. How do you read the China story and the related Taiwan story, General Keane?
Yeah, very good. And I think it is the top issue, frankly. China has not changed their strategic goals, which is to dominate and control the Indo-Pacific region, and they're working hard at that, and certainly replace the United States as the world's global leader. And they want to dominate economically, technologically, geopolitically, and also militarily. And that has not changed. What has changed a little bit is tone. Post 20th National Party Congress, and I think it's being driven largely by the COVID lockdowns that President Xi had in China, and finally the huge resistance he was getting from his own population about all of this, and also the fact that there's been a fair amount of international criticism of China's aggression abroad as well as their repression at home, and it's reflected in our country. There's growing consensus in our country, Larry, that China is a major threat to the United States. There's bipartisan consensus on that. Majority American people believe that. And I think it's testimony that the Republican House is going to form a special select committee on China, something that has never been done before, and headed up by a very talented and promising congressman by the name of Mike Gallagher. And I believe that will be a genuine bipartisan effort. So I think what China sees is that the international community is coming together and pushing back on them. And I think as a result of that, they're changing their tone to be a little bit more conciliatory in dealing with that community. But I don't think we should be fooled by the rhetoric. We got to watch what they do, not just what they say. And that is key. And their repression at home and aggression abroad will continue.
You know, it's interesting. For one thing, Mike Gallagher is a superstar. He's going to run the Select China Committee. He is a superstar. I've had him on our show a couple of times. The other thing that's so interesting, General Keane, is that in the last budget omnibus act, which I hated, but one thing I liked in that act, they want to get rid of the TikTok social media app. And all these, for government employees, that is, and all these states are doing the same thing. For example, last night on our show, General, we had Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. He's another one who's saying government employees got to get rid of their TikTok app because this is a source of information, government information, could be personal information. It's going right into China, no matter what they say. Now, that's one of the examples of, I think, how the U.S. is fighting back on this Chinese aggression.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, China's penetration of the United States of America, our entire society, our government, our technology development is the most comprehensive penetration of any country since we've been recording such activities. I mean, it far exceeds anything that the Soviet Union was doing with us for 40 years. And I think we're challenged to deal with this. The FBI has new cases that they're opening up every day. I mean, they're a criminal as well as a counterintelligence agency. I've always liked the British system better, Larry, where they had MI5, which is purely counterintelligence, has nothing to do with criminality. They have no arrest authority whatsoever. They go after spies and penetration of their society. And the criminal side is handled by Scotland Yard. And our agency, whose primary responsibility to counter the China threat inside the United States, is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But the hierarchy of that organization are run by people who have Department of Justice and criminal backgrounds are largely in charge of it. And that's something I think we can improve on. But this is very comprehensive, very sophisticated. The TikTok move by the Congress and by the states is absolutely the right thing. I mean, it is what it is. China is into our everyday life and recording all of this massive data about our people for future reference. And that's what they're about. This is very sophisticated and very comprehensive.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad to see us finally fighting back on this, send the right message. Anyway, General Jack Keane, good luck on your National Defense Commission, and I look forward to talking to you lots during the new year. Thank you very much, sir. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. You know, there's some faint signs that we could be entering into a new bull market. Anyway, we'll talk about it. I'm Kudlow. Please stick around. Lots more to do.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show